The FBI is leading the investigation into the shooting last night, targeting former President Donald Trump at a rally in Pennsylvania. Trump is safe, but one spectator was killed and two others were critically injured. Joining us now to discuss what we know about the investigation is NPR Justice Correspondent Ryan Lucas. Good morning, Ryan.
Hi, Aisha.
So the FBI overnight identified the suspected gunman. So who is he and what do we know about him so far?
The FBI identified the suspect as Thomas Matthew Crooks, a 20-year-old from Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, which is about 40 miles or so from Butler, where the rally took place. Our colleague Stephen Fowler has confirmed that Crooks was a registered Republican. That's according to Pennsylvania voter registration records. And federal election campaign data also shows that Crooks donated $15 in 2021 to Act Blue, which is a Democratic allied organization. Now, we also have new information on the gun. A law enforcement source tells our colleague Kerry Johnson that investigators believe the gun used in this shooting was bought by Crooks' father about 6 months ago. And also, at least one explosive device, one that was believed to be workable, was found in the suspect's vehicle. Crooks, of course, is dead. The Secret Service killed him when they returned fire. One last thing, President Biden and Vice President Harris are getting an updated briefing on the investigation now from the Attorney General, the FBI Director, and others.
I know it's early in this investigation and there's a lot of moving parts right now, but what will the FBI and other agencies be looking at?
Right. It's still less than 24 hours since the shooting, so this is still very much a developing situation. The first step was to confirm the gunman's identity. Investigators are now going to be looking at whether he acted alone or was working in tandem with others. And of course, they will be looking for a potential motive. At a press conference around midnight last night, FBI Special Agent Kevin Rojek said investigators had not identified a motive yet. Investigators will be digging through the suspect's social media, phone records, computer web search history for clues on that. They'll also talk to people who the shooter was in contact with in recent days and weeks. And all of that can help provide useful information as investigators try to understand why Crooks decided to take this sort of action.
This is the first such attack since the attempt on President Reagan's life in 1981. How will this be handled?
Well, this is obviously a huge deal. The Attorney General last night called this an attack on American democracy. The Secret Service is responsible for protecting the former president, who, of course, is also a presidential candidate this year. A former Secret Service director, William Ralph Basham Jr., told NPR that the fact that these shots were fired at all was a failure on the Secret Service's part. He says this never should have happened, and the agency is going to have to dig deep and take a close look at what went wrong. Now, the Secret Service falls under the Department of Homeland Security. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said last night that the department is working with both the Trump and Biden campaigns to make sure that they have safety and security moving forward.
You know, this is a disturbing event, a former president and a presidential candidate shot at a rally. How could or how concerned should Americans be about political violence going forward?
Look, threats of political violence have been growing for years, particularly in recent years. Local election workers, local government officials, federal officials, judges have all reported a spike in threats. And of course, we've seen actual political violence. There was a shooting in 2017 of a congressional baseball game practice that seriously wounded Republican Congressman Steve Scalise. There's been violence directed at FBI field offices. A man with a hammer entered Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's house and bludgeoned her husband. Then, of course, there's the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Attorney General Merrick Garland has warned repeatedly that a democracy cannot survive if citizens toss out the rule of law and decide to use violence to solve political differences.
That's NPR Justice Correspondent Ryan Lucas. Thank you so much.
Thank you.